WBEZ is supported by Rivian. Off-road electric Joyride ride-alongs are available in downtown Chicago in a Rivian truck or SUV from September 19th to the 21st at the corner of East Illinois and North Michigan. Plus, a chance to win a two-night stay at a luxury Chicago hotel. Terms apply. No purchase necessary. Entry period is September 12th through the 21st. Must be 21 to enter. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. Visit Rivian.com/Chicago Sweepstakes to enter.
America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We turn now to two very different vibes with one shared goal, letting it all out. From full-on yells to feel-good harmonies, we're bringing you the sound therapy that you didn't know you needed. Did you know that Chicago's got a scream club? Yeah, every Sunday night, they meet up at North Avenue Beach to just yell it out. No judgment, just pure release. And if screaming is not your thing, that's fine. Maybe you'd rather sing. There's a local group that's getting together monthly to just jam, whether or not you've got the vocal chops. And right now, some of you may be listening and you might be asking, well, how do I tap in? Well, we have put together a great panel for you. Our guests from both groups will talk building community and screaming and singing together, letting go, and they'll explain why sometimes you just got to make some noise. At the table was Manny Hernandez and Elena Sobaleva, founders of the Scream Club, Davin Youngs, who's the founder of Chicago Circle Singing, and Sarah Ratcliffe, who attends the singing group. Elena started us off by telling us about the Scream Club.
Well, Scream Club is a community, and it's a growing movement now, where we gather together every Sunday at 7 p.m. at North Avenue Beach Pier, and we release. We release everything that's holding us back to start the week fresh, and it's truly a beautiful place to really see what other people are going through, mm-hmm. because we collectively releasing the emotions and setting ourselves up for a good week.
Does it seem to you like a lot of people need to let off steam these days?
Yeah. It's amazing how many people come to us after screams and say, we really needed this. Thank you. Thank you for starting this. We wanted to scream, but we felt uncomfortable doing it alone. And now we can do that together with mm-hmm. the community.
So Manny, talk to me about where this idea came from. Why did you start a Scream Club? Because it's one thing to deal with some of these frustrations and things on your own. It's a personal thing. Why did you think of a group activity?
Sure. So I am a breathwork practitioner. And in my practice, you know, we lay down on the floor. We do this breathing technique that, you know, puts you into this altered state. And then we scream. And that's when a lot of people have that cathartic experience when we do that, a release, if you will. Mm. A lot of people cry at that point.
Really?
And when Elena and I, when I moved here from LA in November, Elena and I were walking by the lake. We were both having a pretty tough week. And I turned to her and I said, do you want to go scream by the lake? And she said, yeah, let's do it.
Just like that?
Just like that. And so we found that spot on North Avenue Beach Pier. There were a few people around who we're just hanging out, and I just gave them a warning. Hey, we're about to scream. If you would like to join us, you're more than welcome to. They joined in. We screamed together. Some people cried, and that's when I turned to her. I said, yeah, this is something that we have to start, I think.
And you walking up to these people and sort of announcing what you were about to do, there was no resistance there, or they didn't look at you like, what?
Yeah,
are you crazy?
Yeah, some people did, but you know, the one girl who was on the phone with her mom, when I told her, she was like, oh my God, yes, mom, I'll call you back.
she was probably doing some screaming of her own.
She was ready for it.
the Scream Club has gotten a bit of press lately, and I definitely understand why, right? Because obviously there's the element of surprise, but also they're like, you know what? This makes perfect sense. I get it. He mentioned that this was cathartic. How cathartic is it for you, Elena?
You know, for me, I think the most cathartic experience, and for me as a person who leads and hosts a space, is truly see how people going through so many different things in life, and when they come together, and like the diversity of people who come to those screams, the ages, the nationalities, it's just amazing to see that and understand that we're all going through very similar experiences in life. We're all experiencing similar emotions, and we're all going through very similar experiences, and sometimes it feels alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing people come together and feeling safe around each other to release, it's, to me, that's cathartic.
I want a real-time experience of this, yeah. Manny. So I'm looking at you right now because this sounds a little nuts, but we're in a talk studio. I need to hear the scream in real time. Maybe I'm looking at the engineer to see if I have the okay, but maybe step away from the mic.
Okay. And you want me to just scream me by myself?
You by yourself. I mean, we're at the community that's okay. Here with you. You're not alone. You're not alone at all.
Okay.
Maybe go over there in the corner.
I'm going to go to the corner.
Okay. Just let it out, Manny. We're here for you.
I always give people a countdown, so I'll go 3, 2, 1. Ah! That was just a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
So as you get yourself seated, how did that feel for you?
Oh, great. It's a good way to start my afternoon. I'm ready to tackle the work week now, a little bit more calm.
I appreciate you being such a good sport because, again, as you said earlier, this is something that you've been doing in practice as a breathwork practitioner with your clients. Talk about how that work informs what you just did, this quote-unquote scream therapy.
Sure. So I think that most of us do a really good job at suppressing emotions, not letting the world know what we're going through because it makes you look weak or you don't want to inconvenience someone. And doing this screaming in my breathwork classes or even at Scream Club, it gives people permission to release. And that's, for some people, that's all they need. And, and most people aren't even there to release emotion. They just want to scream sometimes, right? Mm. It doesn't have to be necessarily you're going through a bad time. That's the idea behind why we started Scream Club. It's the end of the week. It's the end of the day.
Right.
Let's start Monday fresh.
Sunday night. That's a great time to do this. Yeah.
So yeah, people are digging it. So
let's pivot to my singing friends over here. Devin, tell us about Chicago Circle Singing. Because this is a different way to release.
Yeah. I mean, we were joking. Full disclosure, I actually trolled them on social media and I said, hey, Chicago, screaming's great and all, but have you tried singing? I think we're after something quite similar through different means. And actually, I think one of the magical components that we share is this piece around the voice. The voice as being a tool for personal and collective growth, healing, and transformation. And that's everything that Chicago Circle Singing is about. So
say more on that.
Yeah, we're a community-based improvisational singing gathering. We gather once a month in the South Loop of Chicago, and we use tools of improvisation to bring people quickly into the experience of collective singing. And this is, for me, a life's work of exploring the voice as a personal and collective tool for healing, for building and fostering community, for changing lives. And the voice is the only way as a person we can be outside of our bodies, we can make an impact outside of our bodies. There's an energy to the voice and the sound that we make, and that has a vibrational impact, a vibrational imprint. And so whenever we use our voice, whether it be something as simple as humming, something as strategic as singing, or something as robust as screaming, we're really saying to the world, this is how we want to show up. This is how we need to express ourselves.
Right.
And so this is my sort of passion.
I can tell. You mentioned, the improvisational part of it. And that doesn't scare folks off, does it? Because you would think, okay, do I have to have experience? Do I need to know how to sing, right?
That's the secret sauce. So this style of community-based singing is championed by the artist Bobby McFerrin. I learned from him in 2015. I went to a workshop in upstate New York, and I learned about this method where essentially there's a leader that stands in the center of the circle and improvises parts. Mm. And they're small, repeatable patterns. So,
and you're talking the Bobby McFerrin?
The Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry.
The one and only, yes.
Be happy. Okay.
Yes. So some people know Bobby from his, commercial fame through that song, maybe doing The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Remember, he did the theme song to The Cosby Show in his voice. But Bobby is an incredible teacher, and I really think a guru of singing. And he's a real advocate for improvisation as sort of a spiritual practice. Mm. And so this touches on this idea that people can come into a space without having to have any special talent, skill, or ability, or even know a song.
So I can be completely tone deaf. I can't carry a tune.
Because I'm going to make up a part that works for you.
Ah, Sarah, this is a great time to hear from you. what are your vocal abilities here? What are you working with? Are we Reba McEntire-ing?
Absolutely not.
Are we Shania-ing?
Absolutely not. No, I squawked my way through the first 90 minutes. 90 minutes is a long time if you haven't used your voice. And I sang, in my younger years in different ways. But I didn't come to this because I wanted, needed, or desired to sing. I came to this because, I'd love to say that I was walking down South Loop and heard the tunes coming from a space, but in fact saw the viral video, and I wanted to be part of the community. Mm-hmm. And what I saw and what I experience is this very connected, very grounded group of people that are present and using their voices. And so my experience I just was drawn in. So
yeah.
Didn't sing in my background.
So you don't consider yourself a singer. No. How did your first session go? Yeah, I mean, you joked and said I squawked through the first 90 minutes.
Really true.
But what was really going through your mind?
You know, I don't think we often use our voices for that long in singing for 90 minutes. And there's great breaks and but my experience was that I was immediately present and connected to real people who were there for a common goal and a common mission.
Mm-hmm.
And that authenticity of experience drew me in and has drawn me back.
Let's listen to one of the sessions from Chicago Circle Singing.
Party.
So how does that come together like that? How do you help everyone sound so good? You said earlier, oh, I find the note for you. How do you do that? That's
Can
not
I just
easy.
Tell you, well, there's a skill. I've spent many years doing this, but I also, one of the magical pieces around my experience with Bobby McFerrin is I had this moment where I was standing in this room with 180 people singing, and I had this recognition that if you would have held a microphone up to any of the individual voices, you would have heard that some of them sounded awful. And then others sounded amazing, but when we came together, it didn't matter. There was a collective sound. And so the magic of this gathering is the human connection, because it inspires others to use their voice more freely. So the ways in which you might feel, actually this connects to the screaming thing. It's one thing to scream on your own, but the power of collective human experience to give you more freedom,
yes.
It's really magic.
So, okay, I want to ride this wave. Listen,
what is it?
What did I just make Nanny do? This time I'll join in, though. Let's sing, Davin.
Okay, all right.
The people want us to sing. I know they're at home right now. Like, come on.
I love you. I love that you're game for this. Okay. So one of the ways I show up in the world is I go into corporate spaces doing this, too. And
okay.
Those people are looking at me with a side eye. But I have this
I would never give you a side eye.
I have this fearlessness that anyone can do this. Okay. So let's say I keep it really simple to begin with. Okay. So I might... And a lot of times at circle singing, I'll just improvise some weird sounds. So I might just go, la da te su ba ya kumba le tumba, do ga da da ba dun de o la kumba. And what I try to do is land on something that I'm going to repeat. So I go, do do ba, do do ba ba ba, do do ba. Do 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 ba ba do do ba.
Come on, screaming people!
Do do ba ba do do ba. Now, can you guys keep doing it?
Do ba ba
hela ma ya ma.
Do do ba ba
hela ma ya ma. So that might be a second part. Hela ma ya ma. You want to try that with me? Hela ma ya ma. All right, so come on. Hela ma ya ma. And then we add more. Okay.
Wow,
that was great.
That was so good,
Sasha.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Nice work.
You see how fast that happened, though? And then before people know it, before they can say, I can't sing, they're suddenly involved in this collective singing experience.
That feels really good. My heart's racing.
Good.
Is
adrenaline.
That what's supposed to happen?
That's what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exactly what happens.
Is this what you hear from folks at the Scream Club, too, Manny? Tell me more about the feedback you're getting.
The feedback that we've been getting is, like Elena said earlier, is like, thank you so much. We needed this.
Yeah.
And, some of the videos that have gone viral or from the news media, you see people literally on their hands and their knees, screaming into the lake, tears in their eyes, face turning red. So there is a lot that people need to let go of.
Yes.
That, you know, they're secretly going through that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So people just say, like, I really needed that. And mm-hmm. I didn't know that I needed that, but now I'm going to be coming to this every week.
Another connection I love between the two groups is two things that you keep mentioning, the viral moments, mm-hmm. right? But both of you are here because of viral moments, essentially, mm-hmm. That brought attention to what you're doing. What do you think it is with folks just like being so attracted to this and just wanting to spread and share it? Is it collectively we just all need this kumbaya right now? Is that what's happening?
Well, I think when people are looking at online, it actually doesn't look like a kumbaya. It looks like, I don't know if I could do that. I want to do that, but I don't know if I should do that. So there's a curiosity around this desire as humans to express ourselves freely. And like Manny said, I think so many people feel repressed. They feel stuck. They feel inhibited. And so when they catch a glimpse of someone letting it rip, they both want to make fun of them. And then they also want to be them. And that's this magic spot that I think often inspires virality.
Yeah, you might be right about that. There might be a little bit of pointing the finger like, what is going on?
Look at you, crazy.
How are onlookers responding to you? Are they ever alarmed by the scream?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of people who are saying, don't put that energy into the lake. It's going to make her mad.
They think it's negative.
Some people are making it a little bit a little bit more negative than it needs to be. They're making it about things that it's not about.
Where do you think that comes from?
I think it comes from...
maybe being afraid to take the leap?
People don't like things they don't understand. And if you don't understand why this is important, then you're not going to understand it. And that's clear as day, right? Mm. So... unless you do it, unless you try singing, unless you try screaming, you're not going to understand it until that happens.
Well, Sarah, in the spirit of using your voice, as we've been talking about, to get that release, what do you think? You want to try screaming at the lake one day, maybe?
I think I know where I'm going to be on Sunday night.
Tell me about the growth of Chicago Circle Singing, Davin, because it's grown, right? There's been a lot more support and a lot more participation.
Yeah, so I initially started this group in 2016, and we had between 2016 and 2019 about maximum 20 people that would come. And then I put a pin in it out of fatigue, and then there was a pandemic. And then in 2023, we picked back up, and for whatever reason, this has really taken off. And now we have been turning about 150 to 165 people monthly that come together to sing. And I have to say, that's part of the thing that excites me the most is actually having that sort of number in the room because of the collective energy that it brings. It allows people more space to be more free. It's more exposing if there are fewer people, but there's something about this moment in time that people are... Mm-hmm. are
so going. You have the repeats, the ones that come...
Yeah, some people... every month. I think about this in, you know, sort of three categories. Some people will come once, love an amazing experience, and they'll go on. There are folks that are going to come once in a while when it fits in their schedule, and there are some that are going to make it a real big part of their life and almost like a spiritual practice that they keep coming back to.
Yeah. You know, Elena, the Scream Club isn't just about screaming. I hear there's also a writing element to it.
Yeah.
You got to share.
Yeah. Well, we do it very intentional. And we start off with giving everyone a biodegradable piece of paper where they write an intention of what they want to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manny walk us through a ritual. So we start off with some breath. Then we're releasing that piece of paper into the water. Then we do a scream. We do another breath. And then we do another scream, another breath, another scream. So really an intention is to come and let go. Physically letting go of something into the water is really give people that sense of like, just I'm letting go of a piece of something that's been holding on.
Mm. When did you get the idea to add that written element to it, Manny? Because in that first time when the two of you did it, I'm sure
that wasn't part of it. Yeah, but we decided that we wanted it to be like, what are we just showing up and screaming? What do we want to do here? What's the point? What's the mission? What do we want people to experience? And Elena works is a practitioner at a place called Altar Community, which is I don't know how to explain it properly. Maybe.
Yeah, Altar Community, it's a space for women, like spiritually conscious women who, it's like a clubhouse for women. And
okay.
So one of the rituals that we do there, pretty consistent, is
using paper to let go and release on the full moon or on the new moon. So that's kind of the inspiration came from.
Yeah, so I thought that was a great way to kind of transition that into giving people that piece of paper with a pen, write down their frustrations, throw it into the lake, and scream it out.
That's incredible. And I don't want to miss the element of growth for the Scream Club as well, right? Because what the last one, didn't you have like an astronomical amount of people show up? Tell us more.
Compared to the first Scream, yeah, the first one was just maybe 6 people. The second one, 10, third, 20 something. Mm-hmm. But then one of those videos went viral. We did a little, like some kind of news report stuff. People saw it. We had over 200 people show up on the last one.
Wow.
This past Sunday, I think it was about the same, but that 2 weeks ago was...
So from 6, really from the two of you, to 200. How are you wrapping your mind around that, Elena?
It's been overwhelming, for sure.
Did you have enough biodegradable pieces of paper?
We did. We had to prepare enough pens too. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a little overwhelming, but it's also... we kind of wrapping our head around of like, how do we bring that into different cities, into different states as well. A lot of people have been reaching out and wanted to start chapters. So right now we are looking into expanding and really finding people who want to be also the leader of those spaces and in the communities in their states as well.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. When is the next All Sing event, Davin?
We're always second Wednesday of the month.
Because so now you've hyped me up. So 13,
oh, you're coming. I've got to. You're so coming, yeah.
I've got to keep this going.
Yeah. We're doing All Sing second Wednesday of the month, but we're expanding too. So we're going to try out in September a gathering that's called Open Sing, where anyone will be given the opportunity to lead. So to open up the circle and to give people that what that feels like to stand in the center and try to create parts. Like I said, it's a skill that you can acquire over time, but it's quite a thrill to get the opportunity to do it.
That is incredible. And if people want to join, where should they go?
Yeah, ChicagoCircleSinging.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok in those places, at Chicago Circle Singing.
Excellent. And where can people find out more about the Scream Club, Manny?
Thescreamclub.com is the website. And then, yeah, the social handles are Scream Club Chai, C-H-I, on TikTok and Instagram.
Let's go out on another sample from Chicago Circle Singing. We've been speaking with Davin Youngs, founder of Chicago Circle Singing, Sarah Ratcliffe, who attends the singing group, and Manny Hernandez and Elena Sobaleva, who are founders of the Scream Club. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I feel lighter. I feel great. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Meha Ahmed and Gina Montagna. It was edited by Daniel Tucker and mixed by Micah Yasin. If you enjoyed this conversation, well, consider subscribing and leaving us a rating. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one, and we'll talk again later today.